The echoes from the blessed life. When grace evolved, a path so divine. Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. The echoes from the blessed life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of the program The Echoes from the Blessed Life. In our last program, we discussed about the childhood of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There was an era before Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam announced his prophethood. How was that era like? What miraculous event took place during that time? Inshallah azawajal, we'll be discussing that. But before we proceed any further, let's listen to the blessing of Durood-e Pak. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَصَدُّوا عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ تَبْلُغُنِي, meaning, recite durood upon me wherever you are, as indeed your durood reaches me. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Let's listen to the glorious verses of the Holy Quran.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard the tilawat of Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 45, 46, and 47. Now let's listen to the translation of Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. O conveyor of the unseen news, i.e. Prophet, we have indeed sent you as a present eyewitness and a conveyor of glad tidings and warning, and as a caller towards Allah by His command, and as an illuminating sun. And give glad tidings to the believers that for them is Allah's great benevolence. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah al-Kareem. Now we'll move on, Sisla, and listen to a beautiful naat.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے, چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے. Oh, دے برسانے والے بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ میرے چشمے عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میرے چشمے عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے رہے گا یوں ہی ان کا چرچا رہے گا پڑے خاک ہو جا جل جانے والے پڑے خاک ہو جا جل جانے والے رہے گا یوں ہی ان کا چرچا رہے گا رہے گا یوں ہی ان کا چرچا رہے گا پڑے خاک ہو جائے جل جانے والے پڑے خاک ہو جل جانے والے رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نانا رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نانا رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم تم نے دیکھے ہیں چند رانے والے کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہیں چند رانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے
Salul al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ishaq, when talking about life before announcing the prophethood, what did Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam do to earn livelihood before announcing the prophethood?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Before the announcement of prophethood, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did business as a merchant, a trader, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam helped his uncle Abu Talib in this business of his. He was a merchant, he would go and trade goods, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would help out in this regard.
SubhanAllah. Now we've heard many signs that became apparent
And even in our last episode, we talked about the rahib, the monk, right, Buhayra, how he recognized the signs of prophethood in Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Were there any signs revealed while he was on a business trip? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was on a business trip.
Yes, alhamdulillah. As we heard about the event in regards to the monk Buhayra, that was during the blessed youth of Rasulullah, blessed childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was also during a business trip to Sham, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was traveling with his uncle Abu Talib, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was approximately 12 years of age at that time. Another event similar to this took place later on during the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had reached the age of approximately 25 years.
SubhanAllah. It's almost double the time, like 12 years before and then an addition, mashallah.
So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was approximately 25 years of age, and the word of the honesty, the trustworthiness of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had spread far and wide. He was known throughout the city of Makkah as As-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy. This word had spread throughout the whole city of Makkah. And at that time, one of the most noble and affluent women of Makkah, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, whose husband had passed away, was looking to employ an honest and trustworthy person to trade her goods in Sham.
So Sayyidina Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a businesswoman.
She had her own business. She was established, and alhamdulillah, she was affluent. She was well off.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah.
So Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of what she had heard about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I've just mentioned to you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was famously known throughout the city of Makkatul Mukarramah as As-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy. So Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha had also heard of this fame of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these characteristics, these qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for this very reason, she chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and trade her goods in Sham.
So we as a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we'll continue with the whole story as well. We have that iman, that belief that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's character was flawless, right? Right at the time of his birth, before his birth, even before announcing his prophethood. But these were the two qualities that the people of Makkah discovered about it.
Exactly. Alhamdulillah. And Sayyida Khadija, she sent word to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that due to his honesty, integrity, and trustworthiness, she would pay Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam double what she normally paid others.
SubhanAllah.
Because of all of these qualities, she was looking for someone of these qualities, and she found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she offered to pay double the amount that she would normally pay for these services. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted her offer and joined a trade caravan headed towards Sham with the goods of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha also sent her slave named Maysara to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this journey. When the caravan stopped at a place called Busra. I'm sure this name rings a bell.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
This was the same place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stopped during the last trip to Sham with his uncle Abu Talib.
And the monk saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, once they arrived at this place, Busra, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, along with the other traders, set up camp near a monastery, and in this monastery was a monk, and this monk's name was Nastura.
Nastura.
So when Nastura, when he saw the luminous, the radiant face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and noticed that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was resting under a particular tree, so Nastura asked, "Who is the one who is resting under the tree?" Well, Maysara replied, "He lives in Makkatul Mukarrama, and he is the pride of the Banu Hashim. His name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his title is Al-Amin, the trustworthy." Nastura said, "To this day, no one other than a prophet of Allah Almighty has rested or sat under this tree.
Allahu Akbar.
I firmly believe that he is the final prophet of Allah Almighty.
Allahu Akbar.
Because I observe in him all the signs." So Nastura is telling Maysara all this. "I see all the signs of the final prophet of Allah Almighty within him."
So even Nastura had the knowledge of the book that was revealed before our final book, which means the Quran Kareem, and he recognized the signs of the final prophet, subhanAllah. Yes.
There's another narration in which it mentions that Nastura also asked Maysara whether there was redness present within the blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Maysara answered, "Yes." Nastura told Maysara that, "I observe in him all the signs of the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which I have read in the Tawrat and Injil. Alas," he says, "if only I was to live during the time when he proclaims his prophethood, so that I could profess my faith in his religion and assist him, help him for the rest of my life. Maysara," now he's speaking to Maysara, he says, "Maysara, I counsel you to never leave his side and to serve him faithfully, as Allah Almighty has honored him to be the seal of prophethood, the seal of all the prophets, the last and final prophet of Allah Almighty." It is said that then, after this conversation with Maysara, Nastura presented himself into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "I have brought faith in you, and I testify that you are the one described in the divine scriptures."
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah.
How fortunate was this monk that not only did he have the opportunity to learn about the characteristics, the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the previously revealed scriptures, but he also had the opportunity to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and also profess his iman to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying that, "I believe in you." Subhanallah. After this series of events, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sold the goods in the markets of Busra and returned to Makkatul Mukarramah. As the trade caravan entered Makkah, having made twice the normal profit. So these are the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they made twice what they would have normally made, or what traders at that time normally made for those goods. Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha went onto the balcony of her blessed house to watch them enter the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. When her eyes fell upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she saw that two angels were providing shade to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And seeing this had a profound effect on Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. A few days later, Sayyidatuna Khadija relayed these events, told Maysara of what she had seen, what she had witnessed, and he confirmed, saying that, "I witnessed the very same throughout the entire journey. What Sayyidat Khadija witnessed when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was returning to the city of Makkah, entering the city of Makkah, she witnessed angels shading Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Maysara mentioned that he had seen this throughout the journey.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
And he said, "Not only this, I saw many more wondrous and miraculous incidents as well." He then informed her about the monk Nastura and the love that Nastura showed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with all of this, she became more inclined towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. all of these events which we have just heard right now, all of these miraculous incidents, all of these had a profound effect on Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And after witnessing what she witnessed and hearing what she heard from Maysara, her heart became more and more inclined towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After these events took place, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha sent a proposal of marriage to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the first wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she was the first woman to have the privilege of coming into the nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
And she also has the title of Ummul Mu'mineen. She is the mother of the believers as well. How did the whole nikah ceremony took place?
After Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha had decided that she wanted to send a proposal of marriage to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha then sent a marriage proposal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam via Nafisa bint Munya. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam received this marriage proposal, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed the elders of his family,
subhanallah,
including his uncle Abu Talib. The family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam readily accepted this marriage proposal. A procession took place in which the groom's family goes to the bride's house. In this procession, the uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, Abu Talib, and other family members and other nobles of Quraysh accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the house of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this is where the nikah was to take place, at the house of Sayyidatuna Khadija. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha were married for approximately 25 blissful years.
Subhanallah.
Until Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away in Makkatul Mukarramah. During this time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam never married any other woman.
SubhanAllah.
And Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha also gave birth to all of the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except for Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, who was born to Sayyidatuna Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. During this time, after the blessed marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she radiallahu ta'ala anha sacrificed all of her wealth for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she assisted and helped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the remainder of her life.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. You've already mentioned how people of Arabia, they consider Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or they knew Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a sadiq and al-ameen. Personality-wise, what did the people of Makkah think about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
As we've mentioned earlier, that by virtue of these qualities that Allah Almighty granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accepted by everyone. Everyone loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They accepted the judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone considered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather, not just considered, they all knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as-sadiq, the truthful one. Al-Amin, the trustworthy one.
MashaAllah.
This was known by everyone.
He's the one and all, basically. That's
alhamdulillah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was bestowed with immense knowledge, wisdom, and intelligence, that even at a young age, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would resolve the disputes, the arguments between the leaders of the tribes in a manner that would leave them astonished. They'd be shocked as to how all of these elders are here, they can't find a solution to their problems. They're ready to go up for each other's throats with swords. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would arrive and resolve their matters.
Subhanallah.
And this also took place during the reconstruction of the Holy Kaaba. This had become the case, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and resolved the issue, and everyone was happy with how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had decided the matter.
Subhanallah.
When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had reached the age of approximately 35 years, torrential rains caused the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah to be flooded, which in turn damaged part of the Holy Kaaba. Because of this, the Quraysh, they decided to renovate or reconstruct, rebuild the Holy Kaaba from the foundations up. And this work included strengthening the foundations of the Holy Kaaba, making a raised door and a roof. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also took part in this reconstruction process of the Holy Kaaba along with the leaders of the Quraysh. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also carried the bricks for the walls, for the building, rebuilding of the Holy Kaaba.
How fortunate are those bricks that they were carried by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I think one thing that we can actually, when may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to see that sacred Kaaba with love and respect. Can we imagine that some of these bricks were actually laid to foundation by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Now, during this reconstruction process, each of the different tribes, they were assigned a task. So each tribe had their own task and each tribe was fulfilling their duties. But now, when it had come time to place the black stone, the Hajar al-Aswad, an argument broke out. This argument, this dispute amongst the tribes reached such a point that the tribes, they were ready to go to war because of this issue. Because they could not decide who would place the black stone onto the Holy Kaaba, they were ready to go to war. They were ready to pull out their swords and spill blood.
And Hajar al-Aswad is the stone from Jannah. SubhanAllah.
Everyone wanted the honor. Eventually, one day, one of the elders of Quraysh suggested that they should wait for the first person who enters the sacred haram of the Holy Kaaba the following morning. And whoever it is, they should accept whatever decision that person decides. And all of the tribes, they agreed to this. They all agreed to the suggestion of this elder. And the next morning, by the grace of Allah Almighty, by the will of Allah Almighty, the first person to enter the haram of the Holy Kaaba was Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the people saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they all became happy because this is who they know as As-Sadiq, the truthful one, the Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. Everyone was happy that the first person to enter was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they all said together that he is Al-Amin, he's the trustworthy one. We are happy with whatever he decides. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam resolved this matter very beautifully. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam first asked each tribe to select a representative. Someone from each tribe was chosen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spread out his blessed shawl and picked up the black stone and placed it in the middle of the shawl.
SubhanAllah.
Then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked each representative to grab the shawl from the edges. Each representative grabbed the shawl and they carried the black stone over to the part of the Holy Kaaba in which it was going to be placed.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
Once they reached the corner in which the black stone was to be placed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took the black stone in his own blessed hands and placed it in its position. In this beautiful and wise way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prevented a war from breaking out amongst the tribes of Quraysh, and also resolved the issue. Every tribe was happy with the decision, and this was the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Subhanallah, mashallah. We'll listen to another beautiful knot, inshallah, al-kareem. Jesus.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله هو
نیکیاں بھی
Going back,
many different events took place in this period of time, but speaking more specifically to those events which took place not too long before the proclamation of prophethood, not too long before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam received his first revelations from Allah Almighty. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had reached the age of 40 years, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would remain engrossed in the remembrance of Allah Almighty day and night. During this period of the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to go to a cave by the name of Hira, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would remain in solitude, in seclusion from the rest of the people of the city of Mecca, get away from the busy life of the city and adopt seclusion in this cave of Hira. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go to this cave, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sometimes take food and water with him and spend days in seclusion.
Now this is the same cave where the first revelation took place.
Yes, this is the very same cave in which the first revelation took place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had begun to spend his time in solitude in this cave even before the first revelation of the Holy Quran.
SubhanAllah. And at that time, at the time of first revelation, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam didn't announce his prophethood until later when he was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
exactly
to announce
so.
It, subhanAllah. How did Sayyidah Khadijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the first wife of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how did she support Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
Speaking of how Sayyidah Khadijah radiyallahu ta'ala anha would help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every way, which way possible. It was during this time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would frequently go into solitude, seclusion in the cave of Hira, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam received the first revelation of the Holy Quran.
SubhanAllah.
After this first revelation of the Holy Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned home, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was affected by this experience and said to Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, cover me. After a short while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam related the entire incident to Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha comforted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying, there's no need to fear for your life. By Allah, Allah Almighty will never forsake you. You're good to your family, and you shoulder the burden of those who cannot carry their burden themselves. You provide for those who have nothing. You receive guests with great hospitality, and you help others with the truth and justice. This is just one small example of how Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha would help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would comfort Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is just one small example. Inshallah, as we go further into our episodes, upcoming episodes, inshallah, we will learn more of how Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha assisted in the spread of the message of Islam. Inshallah, we'll learn more about how Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha assisted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah. And dear Muslim Mother Channel, this actually brings us to the end of this episode. And inshallah, as discussed in our next episode, we'll be talking about what happened, what events took place when Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, and all these waqiyas and all these events that took place, how Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha supported Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll discuss it in details in our next program. Inshallah, Kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The echoes from the blessed life, when grace he bought a path so divine. The Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. The Prophet's best life, a treasure of time. The echoes from the blessed